兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好多时候我站在这个讲台的时候，心里面就比较紧张。
I'm always nervous as I'm standing up here.
但我记得我第一趟站在这里的时候，是为着我女儿受浸的时候做见证、做翻译。
I remember the first time as I stand at the stand is for the baptism of my daughter.
我觉得我站在这里比她还紧张。
And I was even more nervous than her.
还有几年前，我们在这里的杨忠汉弟兄，他邀请我做那个做了领会的服事。
And a few years ago, I started to serve in the presider.
刚开始的时候，我也不好拒绝他，但我就后来说还是可以尝试一下。
I didn't rejected him, and then I started to try.
当我记得第一趟做那个领会的时候，那刚好是礼拜二的时候，我说弟兄姐妹一定要为我祷告。
And before the presider service, on Tuesday, prayer meeting, I asked brothers and sisters to pray for me.
我们感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
我知道我今天也是第一趟站在这里跟大家分享这些信息。
I know this is my first time to have fellowship with you on messages.
但我知道很多的弟兄姐妹在明处暗处也为着我祷告。
But I know a lot of brothers and sisters are praying for me in hidden place.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
我们也觉得昨天我们弟兄们还有小朋友们一起来到在教会里面装灯跟服事。
So we came together to serve with our children.
我是觉得没有办法可以全部 finish 的，但我们的弟兄说，乔一兄，我们可以做。
I felt that I might not be able to finish, but brother says, yes, we can finish it.
我觉得我们做完的时候刚刚好在我的心目中四点钟就完成那些 impossible 的事情。
And we finish at 4 o'clock the impossible mission.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thanks and praise the Lord.
看到这一些的时候，看到他的孝心，在给我的心目中，在弟兄姐妹一起同工和睦的是何等的善，何等的美。
This is such a beauty that brothers and sisters can come together to serve.
但我的今天的题目不是弟兄姐妹的相爱。
So, but I'm not talking about brotherly love today.
但这个题目是非常的重要。
But this message is also very important.
也是在我们每时每刻在他面前要学习的功课。
And this is a lesson that we have to remember too.
但我今天弟兄安排我说，我们在创世纪里面一起来分享那些教会。
So, brothers and sisters, we're talking about we have to share this book of Revelation.
刚好是第七个教会老底家教会。
And I'm sharing the seventh church, the church in Laodicea.
那我今分享之前，我们先在神的面前，我们有一个低头有一个祷告。
And before my fellowship, let's have more prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美荣耀归给你。
Dear Jesus Christ, we thank you and we praise you.
主啊，让我们可以站在这里跟弟兄一起，弟兄姐妹一起来分享老底家教会的时候，主啊，求你的恩典在这里与我们同在。
May your grace fill us as we are having fellowship about this church in Laodicea.
也求你的圣灵来光照，无论是讲的、翻译的弟兄姐妹，还有听的每一个弟兄姐妹，让我们同蒙一个圣灵的造就。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten the one who speak, translate, and listen.
让我们所说的可以说得清楚。所讲的可以讲得明白。
May our words be clear and understandable.
也求你也祝福以下的时间，听我们在你面前的祷告，奉主基督宝贵的名。
May you bless the following time in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Okay,
Amen.
那我把我的今天要分享的那个等一下啊。所以没有分享出来哈。去哪里了？对不起哈，我把这个share出来。
Okay, I'm sharing the slide.
Can 看得见哈。
You can see now, right?
这个好像不够。可以哈。 OK, 那我今天的题目就是主站在门外叩门。
So today our topic is talking about Lord stand at the door and knock.
OK, 但我分享之前，因为这是第七个教会，所以我就先稍微 go over 一些。
This is the seventh church, so let me go over some background.
Okay. 前面之前有一些弟兄姐妹分弟兄们分享的是前面六个的教会。
So the six churches we had shared before.
六个教会的是以弗所。
Ephesus.
西美拿。
Smyrna.
别加摩。
Pergamon.
推亚推拉。
Thyatira.
撒迪菲拉铁菲。
Philadelphia.
今天我就跟大家分享的最后第七个教会老底嘉教会。
Today I'm sharing you the seventh church, Laodicea.
Okay, 在黄色的地方那个黄色的那个圈子里面就是证明了就是说每一个教会。
So on the yellow highlight, I have highlighted for each church.
第一个就是以弗所的时候就回到起初的爱心。
So for the church in Ephesus is mentioned about return to your first love.
这是在启示录里面第一个主耶稣提到的教会。
And this is the first church that Jesus mentioned.
第二个就是是美拿就是对主祭司的信心。
And the second church in a seminar, be faithful even to the point of death.
这个教会的特点就是说他们为主受苦。
And this church, the characteristic is that they suffered for Christ.
第三个是别加摩教会。
And the third one is Pergamon.
就是说他离开了起先的教导。
And they left the original teaching.
推亚推拉的教会。
And for the Thyatira.
偶像和淫行的那个时代的教会。
And they had idols and sexual immorality.
第五个就是撒迪。
And for the church in Sardis.
要警醒。
They have to be alert.
菲拉铁菲。
And for the church in Philadelphia.
起手主所有的。
They have to hold on to what they have.
那我们弟兄上一个礼拜跟我们分享的时候就说什么菲拉铁菲最重要让我们可以学到的是什么？是弟兄彼此相爱。
And the lesson we learned from last week about Philadelphia is that brothers have to love each other.
所以我就刚开始的时候就提到我们弟兄彼此相爱是何等的善何等的。
And therefore I mentioned about how beautiful is it for brothers and sisters to love each other.
感谢赞美我们的主哈。
Praise and thanks the Lord.
我在网上面稍微查了一下，如果弟兄姐妹用可以把这七个教会把它记起来的，有几句话你可以参考一下。
So, if you can remember these seven churches with one sentence.
就以识别什么呢？识别如何推开撒旦的工作。
That is to discern how to reject the Satan's work.
而非老死在地狱里面。
Instead of dying in the jail.
所以就是以识别就是说推撒而非老死。
And therefore, this is a discern, distinguish.
但主耶稣给约翰在写这七封书信，在2000多年前的时候，在那个时候跟他们提醒。
So this was written 2,000 years ago when Apostle John wrote this.
但也适合我们现在的时代来给我们每一个教会的提醒。
But it also fits our church nowadays.
所以我今天分享的是老底嘉教会。
And so now I'm going to share with you about the church in Laodicea.
老底嘉教会，我先给大家分享一下老底嘉的地理位置。
And first I'm going to share with you about the location of Laodicea.
老底嘉，你可以看这个地图上面，这就是老底嘉。哦，看不到我的cursor哈。
And so you can see right on the map.
老底嘉是坐落在那有一个叫有一个叫 River Alagus 那个平原下面。
So it's under the River Alagus plain.
它旁边有两个比较非常出名的城市。
There are two cities, famous cities.
一个叫希拉波利。
One is the in they are in the Greeks.
另外一个，他那个希拉波利就在老底家的北边，大概六英里。
Oh, it's Hierapolis. It's in the north of Laodicea.
另外一个大家都比较熟悉的就是哥罗斯。
And the second one, everyone is familiar is Colossae.
一般来说，我们看地图，就中间上面是北，左边是西，右手边是东。
So as we are reading the map, the north is on the higher end, and then the right-hand side is the east.
那哥罗斯就刚好在老底家就在哥罗斯就在老底家的应该是东南边十英里的地方。
So Colossae is on the southeast direction of Laodicea, around 10 miles away.
就是从我们这里回到 Livingston 的这么远的距离。
So it's about the distance from here to back to Livingston.
非常的近。
It's not that far.
但老底家的位置为什么整体在圣经我它有它的原因。
So why is Laodicea in that location?
它那个位置是刚好是那个经济的脉脉那个转折点非常重要的城市。
Because it's a location important economically.
很多的那些商人呢、啊，是以前是从亚细亚那边经过这个地方，要到爱琴海的这个必经之路。
Merchants will came from Asia and passing Laodicea and going towards to Aegean Sea.
所以他那个时候的那个是一个非常商贸的中心。
And therefore, it's a thriving place.
所以在那个地方的时候，在圣经里面，等一下我们也提到的时候，这样一个 location 的地方是非常富裕的城市。
And therefore, it's also a very rich city.
Okay, 所以我们看过老底家的位置，那我们我找一些图，看看老底家那个叫富裕的老底家。
I want to show you some pictures of the ancient Laodicea.
你可以看见那2000多年前他们所建筑的是多么的豪华的建筑。
2000 years ago we can see from the remains how great are their buildings.
老底家那个时候在应该不晓得是不是最富裕，但我知道那个时候老底家是很富非常富裕的城市。
Even though I'm not sure if it's the richest place, but it is one of the rich place.
好，那个地方比较非常出名的几样事情，就是他们说那时候是黑羊毛所做的那个衣服。
They were famous with the black sheep cloth.
那就差不多现在的那个叫 cashmere， 那个非常非常有名，也非常品质非常好。
So they have very high quality, high standard of cashmere at that time.
还有另外一个是他们是比较非常出名的，就是医药方面的。
And they were also famous in medicine.
他们那时候所发明、所生产出的那个眼药水世界名品。
So they have eye drops that they created at that time that all the other world does not have.
上趟我们弟兄跟我们说过，那个菲拉铁菲不是最小，但是第二个最小。
So last time we were talking about Philadelphia is not the smallest church, but the second smallest.
但老底家一定不是最小，但不知道有它是不是最大的，在七个教会当中。
Laodicea is not one of the smallest, but I'm not sure if they are the biggest one.
但如果你看一看当时的那个时候，他们有一个很大的那个叫什么，那个时代的剧场可以容纳20,000人。
But you can see that they had a big game place that can hold 20,000 people.
可以想象在那个时代可以容纳20,000，就是差不多现在的 Met Stadium 那个网球场这么大。
So it's like the Met Stadium that can hold so many people.
但跟现代没办法比，因为现在的都是用那个什么 high 科技的那个音响，但那个时候没有的，就是从他们设计从下面所说的话，其他地方都可以听得见。
So nowadays we have loudspeaker, but back then they don't.
你可以想想那时候的人是非常聪明，他都自以为什么都可以做。
So you can see that people back then is very wise and they can do many things.
所以老底家这个 城市的用一句我们俗话来说是富到漏油的人。
富到什么？
漏
油。Oh, so they are so rich.
So rich. 好，但老底家有一个缺点。
But there is a shortcoming of them.
可以看到这两个图的时候，因为老底家所处的环境里面的水源是一个很大的问题。
So you can see from the pictures that they have water source of problem.
他没有在那个地方没有水源。
They don't have water source.
所以，但它的水是从哪里来呢
？So where does the water come from?
是从北边的希拉波利那边过来。
It comes from the north side of the city in Hierapolis.
所以你看到这个图片，在左手边这个图片，就是考古学家可以挖掘出来以前的那个蓄水道。
So you can see that this is the water tunnel.
但希拉波利有一个特点，是他们是一个温泉的地方。
But in the place of Hierapolis, they have the warm water. They have hot water spring.
对。
Spring water.
不是。
Hot water fountain from the spring.
hot spring water.
Yeah, hot spring water.
Hot spring water. 但那个水里面很多的那个矿物。
So it has a lot of chemicals, a lot of minerals from the ground.
但如果在那个希拉波利的那个 hot spring 的地方，那个水是可以医病的。
So in Hierapolis, these hot spring water,
can heal.
It has the healing power.
但从希拉波利六英里经过那个渠道、那个水源流到这个老底家的时候，那个本来是很热的水，已经变成不冷不热。
But by the time the water came to Laodicea through these tunnels, the water already cooled down.
所以在右手边的时候，因为这么长，很多那个矿物质就沉淀。
And the minerals are deposited.
Over time 的话，就变成一个他们叫一个棉花糖。
And over time it became like this a cotton island.
好，所以。就现在去知道一下那个老底家的背景跟其他。
So now you understand the background of Laodicea.
所以，但我们今天要查考分享的，就是启示录里面我们的主怎么评价这样一个老底家的教会。
And today we are going to read about how our Lord judged the Laodicea.
启示录里面三章十四到二十二节。
Chapter 3 in the book of Revelation 14 to 22.
这里有九节的经文。
There are only 9 verses here.
好，但这九节的经文里面就可以对一个老底家教会的评价。
And there are full of judgment and judgment about this church.
对，那这九节的经文我们可不可以先读一下这九节的经文。
And let's read these 9 verses. Verses.
那我读中文，那姐妹用英文来读一下。
I will read in Chinese and then translate into English.
那我先来哈。你要写信给老底家教会的使者，说能为阿们的，为诚实真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我不巴不得你化冷化热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热。所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、沙眼、寄身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金锦，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你寄身的收入不能露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看啊，我站在门外叩门，所以若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐食。得胜的，我要替他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜， 在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
To the angel of church in Laodicea write, These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deed, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one of the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.You say, I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from the gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent.Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
谢谢。好，在这几节的经文里面，我可以把它分成五段来跟大家弟兄姐妹一起来分享。
So I can divide this into five sections.
第一就是说三章十七节主的继承。
Verse 14, it is how God called himself.
十五十六节对老底家教会行为的责备和警戒。
And 15 and 16 is how the Lord rebuked and warned to the Laodicea church.
时间的关系，我们就直接进到它里面。
So I'm going to enter into this directly.
三章十七节是主的继承。
So the verse 14 is how Lord called himself.
我把那些比较重的都那个把它 highlight 起来。
So I have highlighted them.
是阿门的，他是那个真真实实的。
So Amen and also the true one.
诚实真实见证的，是信实可靠可依赖永恒的救主，我们的主耶稣。
And he is the faithful and true witness that we can depend on.
他是万物之主，证明我们的主不是人手所造的，是一个从永远从之前还创造之前他就有的那一位。
And he exists before the creation. He is the ruler of God's creation.
不晓得大家为有没有一个怀疑，为什么把一个图片放在他这里的右手边
？So did you think why I put this picture next to it?
因为把这个图片放在当中的时候是有原因的。
So there is a reason for it.
这一个是之前老底家教会，他在那个时候是罗马的教会里面一个，我们叫他一个暴君吧，名叫多米提安。
So in the church of Laodicea during that time, they are under the Roman Empire, and this is one of the emperor.
他这一个
he is a tyrant.
Sorry.他这一个人是以神为继承，
神为
他把他自己当作神。
He called himself as God.
他在那个时候就逼迫很多，不单单是那些人，还有那些基督徒的们。
This is the emperor of the Domitian, and he persecuted Christians at that time.
他们在那个时候影响他们的那时候的很多这些基督徒受到一个逼迫的时候就跟随了他。
A lot of Christians got persecuted and then end up following him.
所以很多在那个时候的很多那些富裕背离信仰去参拜这个叫多米提安的。
And a lot of Christians, they left.Christ and then follow this Domitian emperor.
所以一个很强烈的对比，我们的主是那个从开始到末了是永恒又真又活的主。
And so this is a contrast to our Lord who is from the beginning and who is true and faithful.
但这一个是以人想代表神，所以把人也把正路带到弯路的那一个。
But this emperor is a human, and he brought human from the righteousness to the wickedness.
我们查那个、刚查完了那个希那个希伯不希伯来书的时候，告诉我们说，哎，我们要防备那些杂音。
As we are studying the book of Hebrews at the end, it also warns us to avoid the false teaching.
特别是上一年我们去那个 CFC。 CFC 那边聚会的时候，也特别是很多的弟兄姐妹也提醒说，现在的很多的杂音。
And in the summer retreat, we were also warned about the false teaching.
我们不要被那些杂音所吸。
And do not be attracted by the false teaching.
这些很多的杂音在网络上面 ，Internet 啊，跟其他 social media 啊，对我们不单单是青少年们，对我们大人也有很大的那些，很容易就 sidetrack 的出去。
And this false teaching came from social media and internet, not only affecting the youth, but also to us adults.
但这里的 take away 就是说，让我们回到我们主耶稣基督的面前。
But this is to remind us to return to the Lord Himself.
不要被那些东西所 divert 我们的 attention 出去。
And do not deviate to those directions.
好，主的夸奖。
And the praises of the Lord.
老底家。有没有被主来夸奖过
？Did Laodicea get praised by the Lord？
在整本的圣经里面，七个教会
，All seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation，
每一个主都有称赞，除了老底家。
Everyone was praised by the Lord except Laodicea。
老底家是唯一一个教会主没有一点称赞的教会。
Laodicea is the only one that did not get praised by the Lord。
有时候有没有想过说，哎，如果这么富裕的老底家教会，就没有一句的话来称赞他
？So if you are thinking this is a rich church, but there is no praising from the Lord，
他们觉得他们是什么都富有，自己什么可以做的那个老底家，自己这么大这么豪华可以建立起来的，但主一句都没有称赞。
They have such a great confidence that they acquired all the wealth and need nothing。
那我们继续看的时候，可能就会可以把它那个为什么可以先把这个问题留下来，等一下我们可以一起来再跟大家一起来分享。
So keep this question mark in your mind, and we are going to know it. We are going to study it later.
15跟16节就是责备跟警戒。
Verse 15 and 16 it mentioned about the rebuke and warning.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
真的，有时候我阅读神的话，就觉得哇，他这些话真的非常的真实。
As I'm reading these verses, it's so real.
写这封书信的那个约翰我老弟兄的时候，我觉得他肯定不是他自己写，是圣灵让他来写的。
The elderly John who wrote this book, I'm sure is being touched by the Holy Spirit to write this out.
你可以想想那时候老底家那个不冷不热的光景，其实那个他们喝那种水也不冷不热的原因是怎么样？不单单是事实的，但他们心在。教会里面那些人也是不冷不热的。
So you can see that the people in Laodicea, they are drinking the lukewarm water, but also in their hearts, following the Lord is also lukewarm.
不冷不热，用一个属灵的光景，就是说失去了当时的见证。
Neither hot nor cold. This is a condition that they lost the witness of the Lord.
但你没看到下面的时候说，我们的主是怎么说？他说。从我把口中把你吐出去。
And what did the Lord said? He said, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
为什么呢
？Why?
主耶稣不喜悦没有新生命的教会的见证的教会。
Because the Lord do not like the church without witnesses.
这是一句非常重的话。
And this is a heavy word.
也是一个提醒我们的话。
And this is an important warning.
我们的主看重的时候，不是说不要做不冷不热的光景。
The Lord tells us not to be neither hot or cold.
所以这些话是真的一个很大的提醒。
And it's a great warning to us.
好，我们继续往下边。十七节的评论就是说，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、杀人、弃身的。
You said, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
这里的就是 你说我是富足。
And here it says that you said.
不是主说你是富足。
The Lord did not say so.
这个是很大的区别。
And this is the big difference.
人在那时的老底家已经赚了非常多的钱。
The people in Laodicea are so rich, they make a lot of money.
为什么他们这么？但我们的主说你是要困苦、贫穷、可怜、瞎眼的呢？
But the Lord called them as wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
因为那时候是只是物质上面的富足，不是灵里面的富足。
Because they are only rich in material, not in spiritual.
为什么是可怜的呢？就是一无所有和破产的基督，却自己以为很富足，什么都不缺。
Why are they pitiful? Because they think they have everything, but they actually have nothing.
好多时候是以为我们什么得着的时候，在主的脸。眼里面我们什么都不是。
A lot of time we think we are rich before the Lord, but we are nothing actually.
给我们很大的提醒，就是说，不是我们说，但我们要回到主说，主啊，你的旨意是怎么样
？So we have to return to the Lord and ask Him, what do you see me as?
对，所以那在这里就说，你也是瞎眼的、气生的。你就说，虽然你的眼睛好像没有什么问题，你去那个时候老底家发明最这么出名的眼药水，他们的眼睛应该是很。看得清楚的。
The Lord called them blind, but at that time they are the only place that have this eye medicine.
但他们心里面的眼睛也没有看到我们的主。
It's because their inner eyes is blind.
不要以为什么都看得清楚，但没有看到主耶稣的时候，我们的路是往外走。
Do not think that you can see everything. When you don't see the Lord's way, then you are blind.
就是去生的，就是主没有主宝血的遮盖。
And the Lord called them naked because they were not covered by the Lord's blood.
罪的羞辱，暴露无遗。
And they are sinful, expose themselves to sin.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上。叫你气身的羞辱不露出来，又买眼药水擦你的眼睛。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see.
但我们可以这里给我们看看见的时候，我们刚才也分享的时候，就是说
，As we had shared before,
老底家是一个最出名的地方，它是非常富有。
Laodicea is famous in their richness.
那我们主就叫他去买金子。
But Lord told them to come buy gold from him.
大家有没有想到说，哎，这么富有的老底家，为什么主要叫他去买
？So have you thought of why this rich Laodicea people has to buy gold from the Lord?
但金子在神的眼中是一个怎么样？是一个要经过火炼才可以，才可以洁净在神的面前的。
But gold in the Lord's meaning is that it has to be burned in refined in fire to be pure.
这样这里告诉我们说，哎，你以为你什么富足，但你是那个贫穷的。
So here mentioned to us that you think you are rich, but you are poor.
还要叫他去买白衣。
And Lord called them to go buy white clothes.
大家有没有想到刚刚我们说的时候说，哎，那个时候他就非常富裕，他们生产那个黑毛衣是世界出名的。
So as you remember, I mentioned that they are so rich and their cashmere is so famous.
你说这么出名、这么发达的城市，就说你要买白衣。
Such a developed city, but the Lord called them to buy white clothes.
白衣在圣经里面告诉我们就是圣洁的，你要穿上那个白衣。才可以远离偶像，不向世俗来低头。
Wear white clothes in the Bible, it referred to stay away from idol.
只有主的宝血可以遮盖他的羞辱。
And only Lord's precious blood can cover their shame.
因为我们的主才可以赦免他们的罪。
Because only the Lord can forgive their sins.
所以你看看这个对比的时候，你这么出名的一位主说你去买白衣。
And so you can see this comparison, and the Lord called them to buy white clothes.
把他的那种 非常浸满的东西，说，哎，在我的眼中你什么都不是，你要回到我的当中。
And the Lord is telling them that you are nothing, you have to come back to me.
还要神叫他去买眼药与眼药。
And the Lord told them to go by self.
你以为你以为你医院非常发达，什么都有。
You think you are so developed and you have everything?
但主说你的眼睛没有看到神，放在神的里面。
But the Lord said your eyes is blind.
你要买属灵的眼药。
You need to buy the spiritual self.
里面的眼睛可以看到我们的主。
So that your inner eyes can see the Lord.
只有把你里面的眼睛打开的时候，看到我们主的时候，他们才有这个盼望。
Only if you open the inner eyes, then you can be blessed.
所以主说的每一句话，我虽然只有九节的经文，我阅读的时候就觉得这他用的句句啊是一针见血的那种感觉。
Even though it's only a few verses, but the word that the Lord used can pinpoint to us.
所以我们继续往下那个十九节。
And as we read down to verse 19,
凡我疼爱的，我就责备管教，所以你要发热身。热心也要悔改。
So, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent.
在箴言里面说的应该是说管教的那些经文应该是比较多的。
In the book of Proverbs, it also mentioned about rebuke.
因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。箴言三章十二节。
Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, 12. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in.
这一节经文的时候告诉我们说，老底家，我们的主有没有离开老底家。
So it mentioned here that whether the people in Laodicea have they left the Lord.
虽然这整本这么多的经文老底家就没有一句的称赞，但我们的主完全都没有离开他们。
There is no praising in these verses, but the Lord did not leave them.
主耶稣看他们这个教会的时候，好像是儿子那种爱在当中。
Lord treat them as their children.
但主说，哎，你做错了，你要被责备来管教。
Lord said you had done wrong, so you need to be rebuked and disciplined.
我们不晓得。在座的都是应该差不多应该是做过父母的吧。
So a lot of us are sitting here are parents.
我们有小孩的时候，他们小的时候不懂事的时候会很调皮。
So the little one can be naughty.
但我们做父母的话，一定要如果是爱他们的，一定要做一些管教跟引领他们。
But as a parent, if you love them, you have to discipline them.
不是因为管教好像有时候又我们。亚洲人家很多时候就用一些那个小的竹条。
So for Asians we have this sticks.
我们家三个小孩都给我们管教过。
So I have disciplined them, my children with the sticks.
好多时候我们看到现在他们现在年纪比较大了，像我们有时候跟他们开玩笑，哎，你记得这个吗
？And I sometimes would show to my children, hey, do you remember this stick?
他们一定会记得。
And they remembered very clearly.
但不是因为我们要让他们疼痛来纪念他们。
But not because we want them to be in pain.
让他们可以知道说，哎，你做错的事情，你以后就不要犯错。
But we want them not to repeat the mistake.
这个是因为爱他们才有。
And that is out of our love to them.
所以在这里也告诉我们，我们的主是因为疼爱他们才就来管教他们。
And so here it shows us that the Lord loved them, and therefore the Lord come to rebuke and discipline them.
让他们那种本来是想犯罪的心理，让他们可以心里面可以发热心来悔改回到。
So that they can have their earnest heart return and repent.
我们的主是满了慈爱的主。
Our Lord is full of love.
看看那个老底家在那种环境里面，我们的主也没有放弃，没有离开他们。
In the condition of Laodicea, Lord did not give them up.
二十节的时候
，Verse 20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同做事。
Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with him and he with me.
我在为这个老底家 分享的时候，我这个题目我也用了很，也想了很久。
As I'm going to share about this church in Lodizia, I spent a lot of time.
刚开始的时候就说，哎，不冷不热这个题目。
In the beginning, I was going to share about lukewarm.
当我阅读的时候，我觉得在主在外面叩门的时候，更加的来摸到我。
As I was reading, I emphasized on the topic about the Lord standing at the door and knock.
你没有想过？
Have you thought about this?
我们的主是那个从开始到末了到永远的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord is the one from the beginning to the end and forever.
他谦卑到一个什么的程度，说在你的门外来叩门。
He humbled himself to a point that he is at the door and knocking.
有没有想过为什么他要这样做？
Have you thought of why he did so?
他可以谦卑到一个程度，变成奴仆的样式。
He humbled to a point to be a servant.
来寻找你和我。
And to seek you and me.
那种爱是怎么样的爱？
What type of love is this?
所以我每逢想到这一个的时候，我都有时候都不晓得怎么说，我就说主啊，我巴不得你坐在宝座上面。
So as I was thinking about this, I don't know what to say, but I pray to the Lord, please sit in the throne.
你已经坐在宝座上面。
As you are sitting on the throne.
那你为什么还在我们的来到我们的门口来叩门？
And why you come down to our door and knock?
弟兄姐妹，我们的主不愿意有一个人沉沦。
Brothers and sisters, this is because the Lord do not want anyone to be fallen.
但这里的时候，他说用一个若听见声音的。
And here it says, if anyone hears my voice.
这个若就是说，主把那个选择权放给我们每一个人。
And this if is to tell us that the Lord is giving us a choice.
我们的主不愿意逼迫每一个人。
Our Lord is not going to force every one of us.
但我们的主是一个满了慈爱，说你愿意的时候，你就把门打开。
Our Lord is full of love, and so He said, "If you are willing to open the door."
所以我们在这里跟弟兄姐妹说的时候，我们的心有没有预备好
？So are you ready?
当我们的主在外面叩门的时候，我们如果站在那个角度来说，你愿意怎么做
？If our Lord is standing at the door for you, what are you going to do?
不是现在我们好多时候有些传销的人跑到我们的家里面敲门的那一个。
It's not the people who are trying to knock on the door to sell us something.
是一个又真又活、掌管万有的主在外面叩门。
But this is the Lord who is real and truth and the one who has the creation.
让我们是不是有一个心说主啊，我们真的，我们的心是预备好了。你还没有叩门的时候，我们就门，又用邀请的大门把你迎接进来。
So do we have the faith to be at the door and to invite Him?
但这里。给我们一个提醒，老底家说，让我们是那些信靠神的人，要有一个心智来预备主的回来。
This is to remind us that we have to be prepared to welcome the Lord.
所以这一句话的时候，我已经想了很久。我就每逢想到的时候，就为什么在外面，很多时候没有办法给解释。
So I was thinking about this, and why is the Lord at the door outside?
这只有。看见他的恩典是满了慈爱恩典的主耶稣。
But he is such a graceful God with love.
我们没有办法用我自己有限的口舌可以讲得明白。
I can't explain clearly with my mouth.
但我心里面感受的时候，是真的不要让他在外面叩门。
But my heart is filled with pain that we should not let our Lord be standing outside of the door.
真的，那个什么东西就是他的，他已经站在你的门外。
Everything belonged to him, but he's actually outside the door.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
得胜的，我要去他在宝座上与我同坐，就如我得胜了，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一样。
To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
得胜的。
The overcomer.
让我们主耶稣希望我们每一个信靠他的都是得胜者。
Our Lord want every one of us to be an overcomer.
他要去他在我宝座上与我们同坐。
He wants to sit with us next to his throne.
他愿意让我们每一个人都坐在他的旁边。
He is willing to let every one of us sit next to him.
有没有想过，我们可以除去地上的烦恼，除去地上面任何的逼迫、伤痛？我们的主说：“哎，来到我的当中，我与你，你与我一同做事。”
Have you thought of setting apart all the pain and trouble in the world and sat next to our Lord?
这是主所应许的新天新地，新天新地的应许。
And this is the promise from our Lord about the new heaven and new earth.
我们的主耶稣现在已经坐在父神的宝座上面，他们也邀请我们和他一起坐席。
Our Lord has sat down with his Father and he is inviting us to sit with him.
我们何等配啊。
How unworthy we are.
但主把这样的应许放在我们的当中。
But the Lord gave us such a promise.
真的只有把感谢来归给我们。
So we can only give thanksgiving to our Lord.
启示录。
The book of Revelation. 22
节的时候，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们有耳的听见什么声音？
Those who have ears, what did you hear?
给我们一个，就说让我们不要靠着我们的能力跟财富。
And is to telling us that not to depend on our capability.
不要以为我们在地上有财富的时候就可以夸口。
Do not boast about your wealth.
不要向世俗的妥协，不
欺诈，
不说谎。
Do not compromise with the world, and do not cheat and do not lie.
也不要拜偶，特别是不要拜偶像，也不追求今生的享受。
Do not worship idol and do not pursue the enjoyment of this life.
见证福音的基督的福音，活出真理的人义。
Witness the gospel of Christ. Live out the righteousness and holiness of the faith, of the truth.
所以在这个老底家里面，我可以总结一下有几点。
And from this passage about Laodicea, I have this conclusion.
有三个主耶稣要我们买的，就买那个金子。
There are three things that the Lord wants us to buy. One is the gold.
让我们可以真的要受过火的训练。可以来到神的面前做一些完全的。
After refined in the fire, we can be pure to come to the Lord.
买那个白衣。
And buy the white clothes.
让我们可以洁净，让神的那个洁净的在我们的当中。
So that the pureness and the holiness is in us.
也买眼药浴。
And buy the self.
我加一句，就把我们的耳朵也买上来。
And I should add that we should buy our ears.
不单单是用我们的眼睛可以看得到，我们心里面的耳朵也可以听到神的声音。
Not only using our eyes to see, but also our inner ears to hear.
所以在这个老底家教会，虽然主没有一句的夸赞的话。
So even though there is no one praising verse in this passage.
给我们一个提醒，就是说，但我们的主的爱没有离弃他。
But to remind us, the love from the Lord did not leave them.
他都在外面叩门，等候我们的心回转进到他里面。
He has been knocking outside the doors to wait for our return.
我们的主是满了慈爱的主。
Our Lord is full of love.
所以在这个七个教会当中，最后一个教会老底家给我们就是说，啊，我们给我们一个提醒，就是说，让我们不要离弃这些真理的教主。
And this is to remind us from through this church in Laodicea not to leave the truth.
让我们要悔改。
And we have to repent.
让我们可以听见主的声音。
So that we can hear the voice of the Lord.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thanks and praise to the Lord.
好，那我今天的分享就到这里。
And this is my sharing today.
谢谢。
Thank you.